Okay, there's a kind of question about contemplating, investigating consciousness and feeling tone, I'll do a bit of a make it a bit briefer, but seeing that there's say, consciousness seemed to be arising just at one sense door at a time, and that sort of trying with, say, like with sight and sound, and so with only one consciousness felt at one moment, wasn't sure of its usefulness. But it's actually the way that that's actually how consciousness works. It just arises and ceases. It's not as if it's all happening at once. We can only experience one consciousness at a time, one mind moment at a time. And they happen very quickly, and that's sometimes you hone in on some of that arising and ceasing, and realize how there's a continuum, but it's arising and ceasing very quickly, Yeah, I mean, is it useful? Yes, of course, it is useful because it's the way it is. But then it's also having to pay attention to the that feeling tone of things, because the mind, it's like in the question, is sort of this drowsiness took over and noted. Became aware of it, consciousness feeling the unpleasant feeling. The mind is restless because of the desire for it not to be there. And in looking at that, you know, one sees the much of we're reacting, and oftentimes we don't even notice it because we're caught in it. It seems so. We have to be willing to investigate from a perspective of, is this skillful? Is it not skillful? Is it wholesome? Is it not wholesome? And this is because sometimes we can experiencing things in a a very refined way or a very minute way, but on a broader perspective, from the context of practicing Dhamma, the Buddha has us reflect and understand, say, the nature and the implications of our experience, so that a classification of experience that's quite fundamental to our practice and the Buddhist perspective is understanding, is in scriptural language, kusala and akusala. Kusala is wholesome, skillful. Akusala is unwholesome, unskillful. And there's a constellation of experience that is a part of that. So that, say, on a feeling tone or experience, the akusala is, it's unpleasant, it's painful, uncomfortable, whereas kusala is it's always going to be comfortable. It's going to be pleasant. in terms of the how it manifests, akusala, there's always an element of restlessness or agitation there. It's the nature of the mind that is bound by the habit of what is unskillful or unwholesome, and the kusala is always going to be, it's experienced as peaceful, as clear, mind is clear, heart is clear. Content is, say, of the, let's say, akusala, it's always going to be associated with some form manifestation of greed, hatred, and delusion. Whereas kusala, the wholesome, it's bound up with generosity, with kindness, with compassion. Those are wisdom, discernment. So content. It's broad brush way of investigating the mind. But it's very helpful to have as all right, this is, because sometimes we can something might be manifesting itself as so and so is just a pain in the butt, and they've got they really should be set straight. But then you sort of pay, okay, it just seems really clear, intelligent assessment of the situation. But if you pay attention, it's the mind's agitated, and really it's restless. It can't wait to say, and say, no, that's an akusala condition. This is so that you sort of pay attention to the clues and say, oh no, this is kusala, this is akusala, this is skillful, this is unskillful. Learning how these manifest in different ways. In Hinduism, there's a belief that we choose our parents in order to work through some karma. Is there a similar belief in Buddhism? How much volition can we exert over future rebirths, if any? We're exerting it all the time. That's actually, we're doing it right now. Our future births are being set in motion by the volitions that we build up as our habit, our perceptions are. So the process is, and we don't have to wait until this body dies to see the fruits of rebirth. And rebirth it's happening all the time. We're being, say, reborn in different, with different moods and perceptions and ideas, recognizing that we're contributing to the process right now, and we can exercise wisdom, we can exercise mindfulness, we can exercise restraint, we can exercise compassion, we can exercise loving kindness. So that those are the sort of things we get reborn, the conditions we get reborn into, so that we build up that momentum. Um, But also they, I remember Ajahn Chah saying one time that they, especially with the rebirth process, that you know, somebody gets reborn, they're going to get reborn somewhere where they're, where they have some kind of familiarity, connection. It's just the way the mind works. I mean, if you're it's pretty rare that we decide to go somewhere where there, we know nobody, we don't, we know nothing about it. We don't, that's not the way the mind works. There's some kind of attraction, there's some kind of affinity, there's some kind of association that's built up. That's where we move towards. So that's, that happens in daily life. What happens in daily life, same thing happens when we die. But the process just keeps on going. Okay. Got through the questions today. We'll have a bit of a break and come back for puja.